Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Christian Basil, and I'll be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said, "When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases, as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Here ends the reading. The words of the Lord's Prayer are so familiar to us. Jesus gives his disciples this example of prayer, one that teaches us not only how to pray, but also reveals the essence of forgiveness and its role in our spiritual formation. Jesus implores us to ask for forgiveness. He says, "And forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors." Here, forgiveness emerges as a central theme. It is something that we both receive and do. It is a cornerstone of our relationship with God. But it's important to remember that forgiveness, as Jesus teaches it, isn't merely transactional. While we recognize that others make mistakes and that we all fall short at times, forgiveness is more about trying to truly recognize the humanity of others. When we forgive, we remember that we too are in need of grace. But what does forgiveness do for the other person? We might say that not a lot happens. After all, you can forgive someone and they might not ever know it. Forgiveness is largely for our benefit. Yes, when we forgive others, we release them from the burden of guilt, but we also release ourselves from the weight of resentment and bitterness. We release ourselves from doing the opposite of God's call to love others. And in doing so, we acknowledge that we all have capacity for growth and redemption. We are all capable of change. But why is forgiveness so essential? Jesus explains the importance of forgiveness further in the verses following the prayer. He says, "If you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." We might be tempted to see forgiveness as a reciprocal act, but it's not simply about securing divine favor for ourselves. Instead, I think it's about embodying the very essence of God's love. It's about extending the same grace and compassion that we ourselves have received. In essence, forgiveness in this prayer is a manifestation of the golden rule to love your neighbor as yourself. As we journey through the Easter season, we're reminded of what Christ's resurrection says about forgiveness. Forgiveness is the power to bring new life to something broken. It is the rebirth of old or dead or scarred relationships. The blessing of Easter is the new life that is breathed into our relationship with God and with those around us. Just as Christ's resurrection brought the light of hope and redemption into view for us, forgiveness offers us the opportunity to embrace the new beginnings that God has planned for us, to move into the hope of the future. I wonder what new meaning you will find in praying the Lord's Prayer today. When is it that you have been forgiven? When has love been victorious over resentment and mended a broken relationship? Where has living out the blessing of the golden rule changed your life? There is so much room for forgiveness in this world. Our challenge in Easter is to take this example of prayer that we are so familiar with and live it in such a way that it becomes unfamiliar, so that we hear these words and experience the new life of that resurrection coming through them, that we can forgive as God forgives, that we can be in relationship as God is in relationship. We must step into the unfamiliar territory of forgiving over and over again, just as we are called to love and then love some more. I wonder where God is calling you to forgive others in your life so that you might be freed to love. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God,